Noel Augustine is a captain in the Mi'kmaq Grand Council, the pre-contact traditional form of government of Mi'kma'ki territory. Augustine's jurisdiction is known as Signiktuk, which translates loosely into English as the drainage area. In a May 30th letter addressed to Michael Izzell, SWN Resource Canada's Moncton office representative, Augustine wrote, "The Mi'kmaq Grand Council of the Signiktuk District, District 6, hereby gives public notice to all potential developers, the Government of Canada, and the Province of New Brunswick, that pursuant to our Indigenous and inherent rights as the rightful and lawful owners of all Signiktuk District lands and resources, that no shale gas exploration and or development or gas line shall proceed within our district without the express written consent and full participation of the Mi'kmaq Grand Council and the Mi'kmaq people of the Signiktuk District. Yesterday, when I brought the letter to the attention of Mr. Izzell, I asked him if he had received this letter and what he planned on doing about it. He said, and I quote, 'We have received Mr. Augustine's letter, and we will be replying to it.' It appears obvious, however, as demonstrated by the presence of seismic testing equipment that continues to operate in Signiktuk, that whatever Izzell's reply might be, he is not taking the traditional form of Mi'kmaq government at all seriously. Please enjoy the following interview with Captain Noel Augustine. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe." You're the captain of District 6, yes. Signiktuk. Can you just explain in your own words just a little bit about what the Grand Council is and what being a captain in that, what that is?
Basically, a Grand Council goes back to before the Europeans arrived. It had always existed, but once the Europeans arrived and treaties were starting to be negotiated, what happened was the federal government devised a Indian Act, and in that Indian Act, they kind of slowly pushed the Grand Council aside and implemented their rules and regulations on how the chiefs would be appointed. And that's why we now today we have the Indian Act chiefs, you often hear that reference made by various people all over, and they claim that and say that they are just the extension of the federal government. They are the employees of the federal government, and the Grand Council has all the jurisdiction. According to what I've heard when I was in Wotlodek from one of the lawyers, we were told that because of that, because of the Indian Act chiefs, the Indian Act chiefs do not have the power the Grand Council has. All the power that the chief had back then was riveted back to the Grand Council, and the Grand Council has all the authority now. Because the Indian Act chief cannot have that authority because of the fact that it's an employee.
Now, you've got a letter that you sent May 30th.
Traveling back and forth here in the home and going to a little meetings and all that, trying to get things going and keep them going.
But SWN, their gas exploration, what did that letter say?
I told them who I was. I was the Signiktuk. I was Grand Council to the Signiktuk District, District 6. And I basically told them that for them to do what they're doing, they have to get permission from the Grand Council and the people.
And it's obvious they've disregarded that.
And as far as any consultations go, we have not been consulted in it. In the Grand Council capacity anyway. I myself have never been approached by any provincial, federal, or these two governments, nor have I been approached by the SWN. So I can honestly say that I have not been consulted. Although I did attend one time to a meeting, and this meeting was for the elders. They were each promised $200 to attend this meeting, but it ended up with $100 because of the fact that too many people went, too many elders went. I attended that, and one of the well, there were forms handed, being handed out so they can get their checks, and I never took the form, didn't fill it, didn't sign anything. And one of the people said, "How come you're not signing this? It's $100." I said, "No, I'm not taking any of the SWS money. I don't want no part of their money."
And this counts as one of their information sessions or consulting sessions, paying off elders just to attend the meeting.
Yeah, to attend. Actually, their attendance wasn't voluntary. They were paid to be there. And when you approach a person that really doesn't have much going for them financially, you tend to wander to where the money is, especially just to attend a meeting. $200 is $200, mm-hmm. Which is more than what they have in their pockets at mm-hmm. that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't call that consultation.
What's your next step, legally, next step, from a representative of the Grand Council? What are you going to do next?
So far, I think with these 11 people that are thrown in, I think we can mount a case from there. And the only way we'll stop them, I think, is through the media and through the court. I kind of don't believe that we will get judgment in the provincial system, nor in a federal system. There was a case in Quebec where a chief and the Grand Council went head to head, and the decision was, at that time, the judge made a ruling that the Grand Council is the head of state. So, being head of state and being this our districts, we can win the situation. But it will have to go probably to outside Canada. Probably have to go and find a neutral country where a case will be presided, where judges will rule. Because we cannot get a fair shake here.